and space. So our major subdivisions then, in terms of isomers, are into structural isomers, where we have differences in atom connectivity, and stereoisomers, where we have the same connectivity but we have different arrangements of groups in space. Now for structural isomers, we're going to subdivide into coordination sphere isomers, where we have our square bracket indicating a complex. Anything that sits outside the square brackets then is not inside the coordination sphere, so it's not a ligand that's bound to the metal. So if we move an ion then from outside the coordination sphere into the coordination sphere and we kick a ligand from inside the coordination sphere out, that's an example of a coordination sphere isomer, or coordination sphere isomers. Linkage isomers are when we have got a ligand binding through to the metal, and the characteristics of the ligand are that two potential atoms in there could be donor atoms, and so one isomer will have it bound through one of those donor atoms and another isomer will have it bound through the next. For instance, carbon monoxide, carbon can be a donor atom, oxygen can be a donor atom, so that would be an example of linkage isomers. For the stereoisomers then, similar to organic chemistry, we're going to have geometric isomers, what was the nomenclature we use in organic chemistry now for geometric isomers? So it's not cis trans, what is it? Yeah, FACMERS for this one is a little bit more advanced. What's a simple organic one? EZ. Yeah, so EZ isomers. At school, it's quite often taught as cis trans isomers. Remember, in the chemistry courses here, we're using cis and trans in organic chemistry for describing ring systems, where groups lie on either the same side or different sides of a ring system. And we use EZ for isomers about a double bond. Both of those are sorts of geometric isomers. So here we're going to use cis-trans to refer to the fact that we have got different arrangements of groups about a square plane, for instance, or on opposite ends, axial ends of an octahedron, or on the same side, same face of an octahedron. Now where you were heading at before, Sam, was a more complicated example where they're either on a face of an octahedron or on the meridian of an octahedron. Then finally we've got optical isomers. Now in organic chemistry we'll worry about naming the organic isomers. Fortunately for you guys, we don't worry about naming the isomers here, you've just got to draw examples of them. So this is quite a